Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Mark Kay from The Mark Kay Show. You hear me every day from 10 a.m. to noon on News 104.5 WOKV. First of all, thanks for listening to The Mark Kay Show podcast. Second, if you haven't yet, be sure to subscribe to the Burrish Daily Discussion podcast and Jacksonville's Morning News interviews. And don't forget to head to iTunes and Google Play and leave a review. Thanks for listening.
I've got to get Mark Kay more time on the air.
Be careful what you wish for, Jacksonville.
You just might get it.
We want us some Mark Kay.
Where entertaining meets informative.
You make it easier to go to work knowing I get to listen to you for 2 hours a day.
Local stories, local issues.
Just call it like it is. You are standing solid on truth. I love your show, brother.
2 full hours of the Mark Kay Show starts right now.
Is the Mark Kay Show. My name is Mark Kay. Sorry, I was running in here getting camera set up, getting microphone set up. I was trying it. I know what everyone thought. Everyone thought, he abandoned the chair. But that's not what happened. Yesterday, man, I'll tell you what a crazy yesterday was. We have, first of all, every time this happens, whatever we do, whatever you want Wednesday, which is, well, every Wednesday, every now and then what happens is we get some kind of crazy news the day before, and everyone's like, I thought it was whatever you want Wednesday, and it is whatever you want Wednesday, but we do have to, I mean, we would be remiss if we didn't discuss what happened with the Democrats in the House of Representatives yesterday when they were trying to pass this resolution against Donald Trump. And it was an interesting conversation that the other Josh was telling me about, which is weird because usually doesn't have a lot of interesting conversations. But he and Adam Kirk were talking about it earlier. And you asked Adam what happens now that they pass this resolution condemning Donald Trump's tweets? Is that your question?
Said, can you just summarize what this actually means?
Correct. And what did Adam Kirk tell you, Josh?
He said, long story short, it basically means they agreed that he was bad, or he did a bad thing.
He's a bad guy. That's all it was. They all the Congress people got together yesterday. They wasted several hours to decide that Donald Trump was a bad guy, and there's no repercussions. There's not going to jail. He doesn't lose anything. It's just business as usual now at the White House. So how did that make you feel when you heard all that?
I was confused, but because I was right all along. Because when I got the push on my phone, it said they condemned Trump for his racist tweets.
Right.
And I was wondering what politically condemns means. Does he put them in like a condemned room, or is there any like, physical thing that happens now?
Literally nothing happens except we get to.
I asked that there was a next step that they have to get to, and they had to take this step to get there. Is it like a super no-no that's next, or maybe a wag of the finger?
I got you. Like, they're like, I'm warning you, and if you do it again, you're going to your room, that kind of thing?
Yeah, it goes on your permanent record or something.
No, yeah, it's, we discussed this a little bit yesterday. It's basically, again, they are just so upset that they cannot impeach this guy, that they cannot get rid of him for any reason, that they're trying to do whatever they can do, and all they can do is get together and vote to condemn him. Although that almost didn't happen, because if you didn't watch this thing, and it was a long process, but the highlights are incredible. And I guess it was around like 1 or 2 o'clock. I sat down finally at my computer and I started watching what was going on. And as the whole day unfolded, it was a remarkable implosion of a political party that a lot of people thought was on the rise. And this is what happens when you have emotion set in to governing. And when you have the Democrats, all of these women, these four women who we discussed at length yesterday, who were offended or who were upset or who automatically assumed Donald Trump was tweeting about them, who would, they said Donald Trump was a racist when they perpetuated this myth, when they perpetuated this storyline. This was the culmination. It was going to end in something like what we saw yesterday with the Democrat Party, as we know it, basically imploding and now splitting down the center. And you're going to see they can't even conduct themselves with a modicum of respect in the chamber that they control. It's not like they're in the Senate and they're doing crazy stuff. This is their chamber. The Democrats can't even pass this resolution without the Speaker of the House getting called out for breaking parliamentary procedure. B, a long break while the parliamentarian actually says, OK, yes, she did break parliamentary procedure. And then you've got the chairman coming up, and instead of reading what the parliamentarian found out or decided, he just basically he throws down the gavel and walks out.
I abandoned the chair.
That literally happened. Jamie Dupree immediately was like, Jamie Dupree tweeted out or wrote in his blog, I've literally been in Congress for 182 years, and this is the first time I've ever seen this happen. From the time I was a clerk till now, every day, I've seen fist fights, I've seen this, I've seen people lock the chamber door. I've never seen the chairperson just throw down their gavel and abandon the chair.
I abandoned the chair.
This is what's happening with the Democrat Party. This is what's happening. They are in control of this House. This is their place of business. This is what they won, and they still can't even get anything done. And when they do something, as Josh just pointed out with his conversation with Adam Kirk, it's nothing that actually means anything at all. And that's where we've come. And now what's going to happen moving forward is, as these debates start, as we start lining up for the second round of Democrat debates, and as we move away from this ridiculous storyline and into probably what will be an even more ridiculous storyline in the near future, we're going to see Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders and Pete Buttigieg, who, by the way, is raking in all the dough. If you wanted to know which Democrat's getting all the money, it's Pete Buttigieg. He made like $25 million in the past month or so. A fun fact, Pete Buttigieg, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and I believe it was Bernie Sanders are the top four money makers in the past month. Cumulatively, if you add all four of them together, those four in 1 month made exactly what Donald Trump made in a month as well. So that's kind of an interesting tidbit. But Pete Buttigieg, he's on the rise. He's got a storehouse full of cash, and he's ready to spend it. But what's going to happen is now we're going to go into these debates, and they're going to be talking about this. They're going to be talking about these racist tweets, and they're going to have to divide themselves. They're going to have to divide themselves once again on the question of impeachment. Should Donald Trump be impeached? And you're going to see a bigger crater, a crevice, a crack right down the middle. And you're going to see the Democrats that are socialist on one side, and you're going to see the Democrats that are more moderate and old school on the right. And when you break it all down, it's going to be Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren standing on one side, and Joe Biden and Pete Buttigieg on the other, and Kamala Harris, I don't know, floating around. She'll be in the middle just basically insulting everybody. And that's what's going to happen in this next debate. There's a crack in the Democrat Party. And depending on who gets the nomination, if it's Bernie or Elizabeth Warren, it's the Democratic Socialist Party. If it's Pete Buttigieg and Joe Biden, then it's the old school moderate Democrat Party. But either way, it's going to break. There's going to be a split. And these two factions are so strong and so stubborn and so ridiculous and so well-funded that I don't think they're going to be able to come together. And we saw it happen in 2016. We saw it happen in 2016 with Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders. When Hillary Clinton stole the election from Bernie Sanders, the millions of Bernie Sanders supporters, the burners, the burnheads, the lost generation, whatever they were, those people were so upset and so offended and wanted nothing to do with Hillary Clinton. They hated her. They didn't want. That was not their candidate. Bernie was their candidate, and she stole the election from him. And because of that, they refused to vote for her, and she lost a ton of support across the nation. I mark my words, if it's Joe Biden, I believe there's going to be a huge amount of socialists who will not be able to vote for him. There's going to be a huge socialistic uprising, and they are going to be, these are the people, by the way, that throw the punches in Chicago at the rallies. These are the people that hurl the Molotov cocktails. These are the people that smash open the Starbucks windows at the inauguration in D.C. Those people, the people that wear the masks and run around and throw pies at Ann Coulter and throw water on Tommy Lahren. Those folks, they're going to rise up, and they will refuse once again to support a candidate like Joe Biden because he's old school. He's moderate. He doesn't want to take the pledge that everybody should get everything for free. He doesn't want to do that. He wants to be everybody's folksy old buddy. He wants to be the Joe Biden from 20, 30 years ago. He just wants to go to Washington, become president, sniff some hair, and live happily ever after. And half of his party is not going to let him get away with that. 855-765-1045. Okay, it is Whatever You Want Wednesday. So whatever you want to talk about today, we will talk about it. Give us a buzz. 855-765-1045, or you can leave us an open mic message. This is The Mark Kay Show on News 104.5 WOKV.
Every single member of this institution, Democratic and Republican, should join us in condemning the president's racist tweets.
Yeah, that's something you can't say when you're the House of Representatives and you're standing on the floor. You can't say that the president's racist or his remarks are racist, because everyone's going to start going, what?
To do anything less would be a shocking rejection of our values and a shameful abdication of our oath of office to protect the American people.
And then that's when Doug Collins gets all into it.
I urge a unanimous vote and yield back the balance of my
vote. I was just going to give the General Speaker of the House, if she would like to rephrase that comment.
I have cleared my remarks as a parliamentarian before I read them.
Yeah, but apparently the parliamentarian wasn't really clear on what you can and cannot say either, because eventually they came forward and they had to say, look, Pelosi, you can't talk anymore. They did, however, vote on the issue, and Donald Trump was condemned for his comments and for his tweets. Now, again, doesn't really mean anything, but it was really exciting, especially when Representative Cleaver, Emmanuel Cleaver, who's from Missouri, just got up and left. He was so upset. He was so excited and I guess just, you know, beside himself with fury that the two sides were bickering and arguing, that he just abandoned the chair.
I abandoned the chair.
Which, I'm going to be honest with you, is just the whole thing is, first of all, ridiculous that it even happened. But now the circus like atmosphere. I mean, it reminds me of the fried chicken incident when William Barr refused to come and testify because he didn't want to be interviewed by attorneys. And he said, look, I've already testified. This, I'm not under any kind of, interrogation. If you guys can't ask the questions, I'm not going to show up. So they showed up with a bucket of fried chicken instead and made a mockery of it. That's what they're doing now. Nancy Pelosi knows that she's breaking the rules. The parliamentarian knows. Everyone knows that she's breaking the rules, and she's doing it because she knows it's going to get her. I think she may have been a little jealous. I'm going to be honest with you. I think Nancy Pelosi did this on purpose because she was jealous of all the airtime and all the screen time and all the people saying, look at these four young women, these four young congresswomen of the apocalypse. Look at them swooping in and stealing Nancy Pelosi's thunder. They're the ones that are driving the party. They're the ones that are shaping the party. I think Nancy Pelosi got mad. She's like, oh, the hell, I'm the matriarch of the House of Representatives. I'm the matriarch of the Democrat Party, not these four little whippersnappers. And they're not going to steal my limelight. They're not going to steal my thunder. Not at all. I'm the one that's going to dictate where we go and what we do. And I'm going to be back in the spotlight. So she gets up there and she reads these remarks, which she knows are against the rules. And now what's happening? Everybody's talking about Nancy Pelosi again. It's all, the game is attention. Whoever has the most attention on them wins. And Donald Trump has the most attention on him by far, bar none. So he wins. You've got these four congresswomen, Cortez and Omar and the other two whose names are, I forget. And you've got them getting all the attention over the weekend because of Donald Trump's tweets. Well, Pelosi realizes she's losing. She's losing. So she's got to do something to get attention back on her, because she's the one who's third in line for the presidency. And so she goes on the floor and she starts saying Donald Trump's a racist, which she knows she can't do. So Doug Collins has to cut her off. Which, by the way, Doug Collins, I know he's a smart guy and I know he's intelligent, but he just sounds like such a goober. He could be saying the most. He could be like reciting, I don't know, Einstein algorithms, like E equals MC square. I mean, he could be the smartest man in the world, but the accent, it makes me giggle. Mike from Hollister. How you doing, Michael?
I'm good. How are you, Mark?
Hey, good, man. What'd you want to say, sir?
I just want to say Joe Biden will never be the president. In this country, you cannot feel your way to the top.
You're going to feel your
say, I've got a Mark Kay T-shirt, and I love it. Thank you much.
Oh, you are so... I have one, too. That's so fun. In fact, I'm wearing it, right? I have a bunch. I have, like, a box full. So, Michael, I'm so glad that you're enjoying your Mark Kay Show T-shirt. And I hope that it doesn't, you know, get you any odd looks when you're out and about, or I hope nobody throws anything on you or at you while you're wearing it. Right now, I think so far so good. A lot of people still don't understand what it means. But, you know, if this show gets any more popular, it's also going to get you may not want to just save those for like when you're mowing the lawn or working in the garage. 855-765-1045. So now that this whole thing is over, now that Donald Trump has been condemned for his tweets in the House of Representatives, which a lot of people have pointed out, man, they moved quick on that. They don't move this fast on anything.
Hey, it looks like Trump did it again. He got them moving over there. He got them to get together on something and vote on something.
You know what he should do? Donald Trump should say something racist about building the wall. Because if Donald Trump said something racist about building the wall, then they would get in there and they would vote on building the wall the same day. And it would be, I mean, it would be hands down. It would be a slam dunk. Unless, of course, somebody got up and, you know, abandoned the chair again.
Abandoned the chair.
Yeah. 855-765-1045 is our number, or *1045. In just a minute, we'll tell you how you can win Rolling Stones tickets this Friday. And it's whatever you want Wednesday. Whatever you want to talk about, that's what we're going to talk about today and today only. Stay tuned. More of the Markay Show coming up on News 104.5 WOKV.
I've got to get Markay more time on the air.
Be careful what you wish for, Jacksonville.
You just might get it.
We want us some Markay.
Where entertaining meets informative.
You make it easier to go to work knowing I get to listen to you for 2 hours a day.
Local stories, local issues.
Just call it like it is. You are standing solid on truth. I love your show, brother.
This is the Markay Show on News 104.5 WOKV.
But we don't ever, ever want to pass up, it seems, an opportunity to escalate. And that's what this is. I dare anybody to look at any of the footage and see if there was any unfairness. But unfairness is not enough, because we want to just fight. I abandoned the chair.
Yeah, that's the guy's ridiculous. I'll be honest with you. I know very little about this Cleaver guy, but now I hate him.
I abandoned the chair.
Because if you're an elected official, your job, your literal job, I mean, your literal job is to go and represent the people of your district, blah, blah, blah. But if you break it all down into, like, you know, layman's terms, your job is to go and fight for the people that elected you to office. Your job is to fight. And if you go to Congress and you are like, all we do is fight, I'm out of here, you should not be in Congress. If you abandon the chair because you have to listen to people argue, I'm sorry, that's what that's how the government was formed. It's why there's a two-party system. It's why each state has a representative, because some representatives from California think the most important thing that the Congress should be doing is making proclamations, basically saying the president's a horrible person and his tweets are racist. But some other representatives from Georgia may be like, I'm sorry, this is not what this body's for, and you are breaking the rules, and someone needs to point that out. And this chairperson from Missouri needs to sit there and listen to people fight, because that's their job. That's how America was built. That's how America is continued to be built. And that's how America becomes great. It's not a bunch of people agreeing with each other. Nothing great ever happened by people agreeing with each other. Great things happen when people argue and say, you're wrong. No, you're wrong. No, you're an idiot. And nothing happens when you just say, stop fighting and I abandon the chair. 855-765-1045. This is Matt in St. Augustine. Hi, Matt. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you today?
Great. What'd you want to say, Matt?
Well, you know, I think the folks in the House missed a real opportunity since Pelosi was able to use the word racist. Nobody reminded the House that just a mere 3 or 4 days earlier, she was accused of being a racist. The exact accusations for Trump by the exact same people she's trying to defend now. But that seems to be falling on deaf ears. Nobody seems to be raising that question. That just 4 days ago, she was under the spotlight for being racist as well.
Democrats, but you understand Democrats by definition cannot be racist.
No, I get that. But yeah. Republicans miss an opportunity to bring that to light, and whether it's a tongue-in-a-cheek way or just bring it to light. Hey, Nancy, guess what? Tell us what the definition is, because obviously you're one, too, because you were accused of that 4 days ago.
No, that's a great point. That's a great point. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. Next time we have Herman Cain on, and we should probably get him on again with all this talk. Hey, other Josh, get Herman Cain on. What we should do is, because he tells some great stories about being accused of being a racist. That's the kind of world that you live in when a Democrat looks at a black man and just because he's Republican says you're a racist. That's Herman Cain's entire life. 855-765-1045. Janelle from Hastings. Hi, Janelle. How are you?
Hey, hi, first time caller.
Oh, yay.
Yay. I love your show, by the way.
Well, thank you, Janelle. I appreciate that.
So do anybody in Congress get anything done? I mean, the president has, but it seems like all they do is bicker back and forth.
Yeah.
If it isn't within the Democrats, it's against each other. I know you're supposed to argue and vote on things, but I don't seem to think they do anything besides fight.
Well, you know, it's true. It seems like I'll be honest with you. I'm just shocked that they were able to get as many people into that chamber yesterday as they did. But the way that the whole thing was executed was, first of all, hilariously entertaining. Second of all, historic. And third, a huge waste of time. It was an entire day. And when you look at how many days they actually are in session, it was a waste of a day when they could have been voting on so many other more important things. But they had to vote not only on whether or not Donald Trump's tweets were racist and condemn him of that, which, again, as we pointed out, does nothing for anything. And then after that, they also had to vote on whether or not Nancy Pelosi's comments were breaking parliamentary procedure, which they were. But that took. And then after that, and we don't even have audio of this because it was just so ridiculous. What happened was, after Doug Collins said, I vote to strike the remarks from the record because they broke parliamentary procedure, they had to figure that out. Then they had to vote on that. And then everybody said yay or nay, but then they had to go through and count the yays or nays. There were 15-minute breaks. The whole thing was nuts. And I agree with you. It was a huge waste of time. 855-765-1045 is the number. 855-765-1045 is the number. We've got Neil on the west side. Hi, Neil. How are you?
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
Hey, great, man. What did you want to say, Neil?
I'm going to switch gears. I wanted to just find out. I watched on the news that this First Coast Expressway is now charging tolls.
Right.
And they say, well, if you have SunPass, you get a discount. But you know what? They don't tell you how much the tolls are. There's a toll thing at between every single exit. If you rent the whole expressway, are you getting tolled five times and you're paying, you know, $3? Or you could just pay once for at least one toll for the whole thing. Like, how does this whole thing work? No one's giving you any specific details.
Now, do you have the SunPass, or are you just doing?
Cause I have a SunPass from South Florida. I've had it for 10 years already.
Yeah, that's the thing. And what do? You just load it up, and then they tell you you get a little text message saying, "Hey, it's low. We need 25 more bucks or something like that." Right?
It just automatically charges my credit card when I go when I'm within $10 or something like that. So,
okay.
But what I want to know is, if I have to go from I-10 to Middleburg, I'm going to go through, I think, five different toll booths. And it said like 60 cents. Is that like $3 every time I drive it?
Right
through the whole thing, it just charges you one time.
I mean, I feel like it's based on, because I think they track your plate and all that. So it's based on where you get on and where you get off. So the quicker you get off, the less you pay.
So if you ride the whole thing. Sure.
No, I don't know anything for sure. I'm going to be honest with you.
could you find out?
Yeah, Dave in Mandarin, find out how they charge you for the tolls. We'll get Dave in Mandarin. He's back, by the way, from his vacation, which we appreciate. So Dave's going to get you all the information on the tolls, and we'll figure that out for you, when you get charged and how much you get charged. 855-765-1045. Fred, who's also on the road. How you doing, Fred?
I'm doing great.
Bob. Oh, good. What'd you want to say?
Well, first off, I wanted to say I called you about the trucker hat and the waffle hat situation before, so this is my second time. But my comment was, how come if we have freedom of speech, the president isn't allowed to say what he needs to say?
Oh, freedom of speech, if you're a Democrat, also works only one way. You can say whatever you want about the president. You can call him an MRF-er. You can do whatever you want. You can say we're going to impeach him. You can call him a criminal. You can say he colluded with Russia. You can say he's a misogynist or a xenophobe or whatever you want. If you are on the left, freedom of speech, have at it. Anything and everything. If you're Madonna, you can even say you want to blow up the White House, and really nothing's going to happen to you. But if you're a Republican, you can't even suggest that somebody who doesn't like this country should leave, because that makes you a racist. And yes, they can they can condemn his remarks as president. But, I mean, freedom of speech, it's a freedom. We all have it. And at the end of the day, they can't stop the president from saying whatever he wants. All they can do is make a mockery out of the situation and use their office and the tools that have been granted to them by their offices to waste a lot of time and try to draw more attention to it. And that's exactly what they're doing. Joy, I don't think it's working. I don't think it's working
at all. Joy's working.
Oh, no, I know you're working, Joy. Sorry. Joy from St. Augustine, how are you?
I'm doing fine. I just would like you to repeat what Nancy Pelosi said just real quick.
Yeah, here it is.
Every single member of this institution, Democratic and Republican, should join us in condemning the president's racist tweets.
Okay.
Okay, besides the racist tweets, how about everybody coming together and condemn her for her nasty place that she lives with filth, feces, and needles on it? And then AOC, she might as well just set up a bar and start making Long Island iced teas, having to deal with all the bull crap everybody's having to listen to. And the guy just throwing down his gavel and leaving, he just needs to pull up his big boy pants and go back to work where he was elected to.
I'm going
to
be honest with you. That to me, him abandoning the chair.
Abandoned the chair.
That to me is the most disgraceful thing in this entire, more so than Donald Trump's tweets, more so than anything that these four women who've been claiming that Donald Trump has been creating this negative atmosphere around them, more so than even what Nancy Pelosi said. I think the most disgraceful thing is a represented member of Congress abandoning their chairmanship, throwing down the gavel and walking out of Congress when clearly there's stuff that needs to be done. 855-765-1045. Quick break. More of your phone calls. It's Whatever You Want Wednesday. And it continues next on News 104.5 WOKV.
This same House of Representatives can't get together to make a vote on something that actually would make a difference to we, the people.
I don't know who that guy is, but I love his voice. It's one of those, like, you can tell he's about to explode every single time he opens his mouth. And it's fantastic. We're getting a lot of open mics about that today. It is Whatever You Want Wednesday. And again, I know that the big news is, again, Congress. And the big news is Nancy Pelosi and these racist tweets, supposedly, and the condemnation of the president, which actually does nothing whatsoever to anybody. It doesn't affect anybody. The president, you, me, anybody. And I know that a lot of people are talking about Representative Cleaver dropping his gavel and abandoning the chair.
Abandoned the chair.
Which, by the way, that's how I'm ending the show every single day from now on. I'm just going to, like, what do I have here? Do I have a... Here. I'm just going to be like, all right, it's the Mark Kay Show. See you later. I abandoned the chair.
But you stand.
Oh, wait. But, oh, yeah, you're right.
So you abandon the space.
That doesn't work as well. Also, I think I just broke the remote control.
Don't tell Rich.
Yeah, well, I'm sure.
Even I'm Josh. Quick.
He'll be thrilled by that. 855-765-1045 is our number. This is Mark from Jacksonville. Hey, Mark, how are you?
Hey, called yesterday.
Oh, yeah, I remember, Mark. You're 13, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we spoke yesterday about the House of Representatives. What's going on, Mark? What did you want to say today?
Just curious, it's a very similar question, but with all these people trying to, impeach him and then whatever they try, there's just nothing to do, no evidence, no nothing.
Yeah.
Does that make a big difference? For Donald Trump, like, that people will see that, like, there's nothing wrong with him, and then come the election 2020, they're going to, like, vote for him because they see that, like, they have no way to do it.
Mark, you know what? It's really interesting that you should bring that up, and that's a great point that we should also... You're very smart for a 13-year-old. You're actually very smart for, like, a 30-year-old. But, yeah, basically what happens is every time the Democrats try to do something like this and they fail miserably or people realize that they're not actually doing anything, it helps the president. I personally believe that. And it does what we call solidifies the base, which is how you win elections. You win elections with your base. You solidify your base. You amp them up. You get them excited. They show up at the polls for you. They bring a couple of moderates and independents. And whoever solidifies their base more is going to win the election. And the problem that Hillary Clinton had was she didn't solidify her base. She abandoned her base. She ignored her base. She didn't do much for her sopranos or her tenors either. Sorry, that was a music joke. And Bernie Sanders had a very strong, solid, amped up and excited base. His problem was he had Hillary Clinton stealing all of his primary votes with her superdelegates. So he couldn't even get his foot, you know, he couldn't even get to the place where his base could vote for him. And in the end, they ended up resenting Hillary Clinton and not voting for anyone, which was a great reason why Donald Trump won. I think it's going to happen again. Jim from the North Side. Hey, Jim, how are you?
Hey, Mark. I haven't heard you mention it yet, but Trump's having a rally tonight in North Carolina.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping that he'll call out those four gutless Republicans that voted with the Democrats. And by the way, do you happen to know their names? Because I haven't heard it yet.
Yeah, I do have that information. It is, here we go. Here are the four Republicans. CNN printed it because, you know, they're all about it. Will Hurd from Texas, Susan Brooks from Indiana, Brian Fitzpatrick from Pennsylvania, Fred Upton from Michigan. Those were the four Republicans who voted to condemn Donald Trump's tweets. They voted with the Democrats. So there you go. You're going to hear their names. You're going to hear their names a lot. And these are all states that Donald Trump. Look, Texas is a huge state for Donald Trump. Indiana, huge state with Mike Pence as the vice president. Pennsylvania and Michigan, Donald Trump carried both of those. So I don't know what they're thinking. I don't know if they're never Trumpers. I don't know what their deal is, but they may be one of the last times they actually get to vote in Congress. We'll see here in 2020. But a great point. A great point. Donald Trump does have a rally tonight in North Carolina, and I guarantee he's going to bring this up. I guarantee he's going to call them out by name. I guarantee he's going to talk about, Nancy Pelosi. I guarantee he's going to talk about, you know, he's going to like quadruple down. That's the other thing. If this is something that is going to keep him in the press and keep the Democrats doing ridiculous stuff like they've been doing, then I don't think he's going to let it go at all. 855-765-1045 is our number. This is Peggy in Jacksonville. Hi, Peggy. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Oh, doing great, Peggy. What did you want to say today?
I know that, you know, y'all are talking a lot about the Donald Trump, our president, you know, being racist and all of that, but I want to change the subject a minute.
Okay.
Our president can only get in, what, two terms?
That is correct, yes.
Well, he needs to be in there for life. Because there's so much garbage that needs to be fixed. Because nobody else is willing to do it but him. And when I say this, it's the welfare. I am so sick of people being on welfare. Welfare people, they talk to their employers like you're nothing because they have nothing to lose. They go in there, they order their little steak and lobster dinners. They don't have to work.
All right, hang on for me 1 second, Peggy. We have to take a quick break. But I don't think, I'm going to be honest with you. Donald Trump can do a lot of things. I don't think he can get president for life. I don't think that's good. I mean, maybe. Maybe that's one of his agenda items. I know he's toyed with the idea a couple of times. Star star 1045 is the number. Star star 1045. More of your phone calls. Whatever you want Wednesday continues next on News 104.5 WOKV.
I've got to get more time on the air.
Be careful what you wish for, Jacksonville.
You just might get it.
We want us some Mark K.
Where entertaining meets informative.
You make it easier to go to work knowing I get to listen to you for 2 hours a day.
Local stories, local issues.
Just call it like it is. You are standing solid on truth. I love your show, brother.
This is the Mark K. Show on News 104.5 WOKV.
By the way, everyone's doing this old person face challenge thing. Although some people just are posting photos of themselves and they look old because they are. So Hannah sent me one of me and I went ahead and posted it on my Instagram if you want to see what I look like old. I'm going to be honest with you. I look pretty good as an old guy. I'm not going to lie. I'm happy with the way I turn out. First of all, I look very different because I don't have hair now and they didn't add hair as I got older. But if I age this well, I will be totally okay with that. Hey, speaking of aging well, too, the Rolling Stones are coming to town. They're going to be here Friday, and we've got a pair of tickets. We're going to be giving those away Friday, and we're going to bring back one of our favorite things we ever did. I don't even remember when we did Bob Dylan. I always want to say Neil Young for some reason. Bob Dylan. Bob Dylan came to town, and we used our open mic feature, and we did it to basically create a karaoke contest. People would pick their favorite Bob Dylan song. They would sing it on the open mics. We would play them on the air. And then we voted as to who we thought was the best. And they got the tickets to see Bob Dylan. We're going to do that again on Friday. And what we need you to do is pick your favorite song You know, it could be this one. Make sure it's a Rolling Stones song, though. I should prep it. Should be a Rolling Stones song. And make sure that you pick a Rolling Stones song. Prepare really well. Sing it into our open mic feature on our mobile app, which is free to download. News 104.5 WOKV on the App Store or the Google Play Store. And then send it in. But, fun fact, also include your name and phone number. Now, we're not going to play that part on the air, hopefully. Knock on wood. We're going to do our best to not play your name and phone number on the air, but that way we can get in touch with you if and when you win the tickets. That all happens Friday, so we're giving you a couple days heads up. Giving you a couple days heads up, and you can get ready for that. So that should be really exciting. This concert, man, everybody's so stoked about it. Everybody's going to be just going crazy over the Stones this weekend, except for me and my wife because I didn't get us tickets, and I'm sure I'll hear about that for the rest of my life. 855-765-1045. John and Flagler, how are you, John?
I'm good. Yourself?
Oh, doing great. Thanks so much for asking. What'd you want to say today on Whatever You Want Wednesday?
Well, two things. First, you know you're making a positive impact when you have 13-year-olds listening to your show. That's awesome.
I try. I want more 13-year-olds to listen to the show because I really feel like I relate to them better than most people.
Well, okay, that and forming in the next generation, which I love. But
Oh, yeah, that too. Right.
My wife sent me a link saying that they now have a 2020 challenger for AOC, and she's a Republican immigrant from Jamaica, 38-year-old businesswoman, African-American, and from Jamaica. So I'm excited about that.
Dude,
so,
you don't even, I mean, I don't even know if people know about AOC, and I almost want to take a trip to New York and go to the Bronx and do a show live from there and just talk to, like, the people and see what they really think of her. I know a couple of YouTubers have done that, and there have been some things, but I want to go because I have certain questions for the people in her district, and I want to know why they voted for her, how they think about what she's doing, if they're going to vote for her again. I would love to meet any kind of challenger and fully support them because her poll numbers in her district are abysmal. People in New York, I mean, I think she's polling at 9% approval or something like that. It's ridiculous.
I think she was higher. The other one was 9%, but you know, what's interesting is I don't know, I could be wrong.
Yeah, no, well, that's what David Mandarin will send us the poll numbers for AOC in just a minute. So, Dave,
It's interesting. She's quoted for saying that there's a crisis in Queens. It's called AOC. She's more focused on herself and on their people, you know. So it's just, you know, she's one to watch.
Yeah, no, it's going to be what a rude awakening for any of these four. And thank you so much for calling. What a rude awakening for any of these four people that Donald Trump has been tweeting about. And in fact, we got a really, let me play this open mic
message.
Introducing
the new power buying process from Quicken Loans.
I got to disable my ad blocker. or I guess able it. We got an interesting open mic I want to play here quickly that basically sums it up pretty well.
Trump drew those four women out. They were in the background. Not too many people knew about them, but they're out now. Everybody knows Trump is a genius. Don't play with this guy.
Of course he called them out and he put them in the open. And this could be, I mean, this could have adverse effects on their careers. It's great for them now. It's great for them now because they're getting the Twitter followers and they're going to get the book deals and they're going to get all this stuff. And they're all, you know, they're in the limelight. They're going to, AOC is already a millionaire because of what's happened in the last 6 months. And they'll continue. They'll have a nice, comfortable lifestyle. They can go off and work for CNN or MSNBC or whatever. But in 2 years or a year and a half now, really 477 days, when we have an election, it'll be really interesting to see what happens, as this gentleman just pointed out, in their home districts. What happens when somebody like AOC or somebody like Ilhan Omar or any of these others go back and they have to answer to the people for the mockery that they've made of our political system? When they have to answer for their comments, you know, we're going to impeach this MRFer, or, you know, some people did some things on 9/11 and now we want to violate the civil rights of all Islamic people around the world. These are things that the voters, they may not realize it. They may think they had a mandate to go in there and impeach Trump and bring socialism to the United States of America, but they have to answer every 2 years. And that's worse than being a senator. In 6 years, people forget stuff. You know, in 2 years, people are still going to remember. And I guarantee Donald Trump is going to keep these four in the limelight, in the spotlight. He's going to keep them talking, and they're going to continue to say really reprehensible things right up until Election Day. And you're right. I'd be shocked. I'd be shocked if all four of these freshman congresswomen make it back for the next Congress. 855-765-1045. 1045 is the number. Denny in Kingsland. What's up, Denny? How are you?
Hey, pretty good. I think there's a lot of people that are kind of confused about what freedom of speech means. You know, like the founding fathers, and, you know, when they were, you know, putting stuff together, they came from places where there was like kings and stuff.
Yeah.
And what they did is they made this rule for the government, saying that, that say, like, somebody could, like you or me, could say, I don't agree with what you're doing, and I don't like how you're doing it or whatever, and they couldn't put you in jail or something like a king could or what.
Right.
And, you know, a lot of people seem to think that it just means you could say anything to anybody. Like, I could, if I came up to you and said, Mark, your mother wears army boots, you know, you could turn around and stick your finger in your eye, and it's my fault for doing it. You know, it doesn't mean that someone could just say anything or that you've got the freedom to say whatever they want. It means that they can say something to the government without getting repercussions.
Yes, that it, look, the, and the freedoms, when you look at the First Amendment, they all, I mean, they go hand in hand. Freedom of speech, freedom of the press, freedom of religion, freedom to peaceably assemble. It's all basically the same thing. You can say and believe and do whatever you want. Now, there are freedoms on both sides. So if you said to me, your mother wears army boots, I'm then free to sue you for defamation of character or whatever else or yada, yada, yada. Except she does wear army boots, so I would have no case. I would have no case. Army boots and nothing else. Yeah, you know what? Never mind. You don't, we did, that's TMI. So anyway, what's going to happen is the freedom of speech works both ways. So if these people want to say, we're going to impeach this mother father, or Donald Trump is a racist, or Donald Trump is a xenophobe, Donald Trump has as much of a right to go on Twitter or go in front of a microphone or just scream from the White House lawn, if you don't like America, you are free to leave. Get out. Go back to you wherever you came from. Fix that country and come back. That, too, falls under freedom of speech. And that's the tricky thing about freedom of speech. People don't realize that every American has it, not just the Democrats, but the Republicans. And so if you want to say, the only thing is, and a lot of people, you know, are realizing this for the first time, Republicans have never used their freedom of speech. Or if they did accidentally, they would go back and apologize for it. If a Republican said something that a Democrat found offensive, they wouldn't say, hey, freedom of speech, you know, go screw yourself. They would say, hey, I apologize that I used my freedom of speech and it offended you. I clearly didn't mean that. Donald Trump doesn't do that. Donald Trump uses his freedom of speech effectively, and he never backs down and he never apologizes. And the Democrats are just ticked off because that was their, that's their MO forever. That's what they've done. Forever. And now Donald Trump's figured out that it works both ways. 855-765-1045. We're going to take a quick break. We got some people that actually want to talk about something else, which is amazing. We have Whatever You Want Wednesday. Jim's got questions about the half-cent sales tax. Ooh, where's our Area 51 guy, though, by the way? I went online and I signed up for that just so we could talk about it. Anyway, we'll get into that here in just a minute. If you want to get through on the phones or if you want to leave us an open mic message, do it right now, because Whatever You Want Wednesday continues next on News 104.5 WOKV. No problems.
When will you be talking about Area 51?
As soon as somebody called. Apparently, this was a big deal. We had a guy call Monday and Tuesday, and he was like, I got to talk about it. We're storming Area 51. We're all like 1.7 million people went on a Facebook group event, and they said, I guess the consensus was, hey, if a million people storm Area 51 at one time, I mean, what can people possibly do? There's nothing they can do. And the Air Force realized this, and they said, oh, yes, we can. And they went, no, you can't stop a million people. And the Air Force is like, yeah, don't try it. We have things in place. We will stop you. But this is when is this even planned for? What's the date on it, the other job?
I believe it's September 20th.
September 20th. All right.
September 20th. I think Hannah said it was 3 a.m. to 6 a.m.
3 a.m. to 6
a.m. Pacific time.
Are you going? Is that why you know all this? Oh, Hannah's all like, I may go. Have you committed on the Facebook page? Have you gone and actually?
Hannah's been studying.
She's studying. Oh, yeah. She's up in the air. She needs to see if she has any PTO.
She now knows four different alien languages,
but
just in case she contacts one.
Why is this all of a sudden a thing? Is there something about Area 51 that is coming up in the news? Is it a special anniversary? Are people just looking to get notoriety because of an internet stunt?
Oh, she's pulling on the mic.
Finally, thank God. I can't
Hannah's
hear you. You have to turn it on. There you go.
Aliens.
What? Okay, you can turn it off now. Yes, we know. Okay. 855-765-1045. This is Bob from Palm Coast. Hey, Bob, how are you? Thanks for calling the Mark Kay Show.
Hey, Mark. Great to hear you. I've got a couple questions just real quick. The first one is, El Chapo, when you were in his trial, they said he had paid off a bunch of American politicians to keep his organization running.
Oh, yeah.
And then as soon as he said that, everything went blank on the trial, and we never heard anything. And, you know, it's like that all just disappeared. I was wondering if, you know, there was any information on that.
Which politicians was he paying off, and how did they pull the plug on the live feed? That's an interesting question. You know what? I hadn't heard that either, but, yeah, that would seem like the next likely thing to do would be to investigate those politicians. What was your other question?
The other thing was a comparison. The Democrats, they sought to abate a breath with the Bob Mueller investigation, waiting for information. And it seems like the shoe's on the other foot now with the Republicans, because now we're waiting for Bill Barr's investigations. We're waiting for the indictments now. And it's, so I was wondering if there was anything, what's happening with that?
Yeah, I'll be honest with you, Bob. It sounded like you were talking with a pillow over your phone. So I only caught a little bit about that. But the Bob Mueller investigation, or the Bob Mueller testimony, if that's what you're asking about, is next week, next Wednesday. And we will carry the whole thing live. Rebecca in Orange Park. How are you, Rebecca?
I'm good, thanks. Listen, I was just wanting to complain about the fact that Congress never worked.
Yeah. I mean, well, we're getting a lot of those complaints in the complaint department today.
Yeah, they always are on break. And then when they do show up to work, they never do anything. All they want to do is complain about Trump.
Yeah. You know what? They'd make great radio hosts. Or they should all just be news people. Maybe that's what they're training for. Hey, thanks so much for the call. We really appreciate it. Dan from the Bronx. How are you, Dan?
How you doing, Mark? I'm actually from Mandarin. I'm heading back to Jacksonville.
Okay.
At this moment, I'm on the Cross Bronx Expressway.
Oh, sweet.
It takes 1 hour to go 4 miles. I'm not even at the George Washington Bridge yet. If you were talking about doing a show from the Bronx, man, bring some garbage bags and some paint remover, because there's nothing but garbage and graffiti on every wall in this place.
I thought the Bronx, though, aren't they going through a renaissance? Aren't they building all sorts of new, like, high-rise buildings and things in the Bronx?
Yeah, there's still plenty of crappy places.
Oh, okay.
I'm looking at them right now.
Okay, all right.
So, anyway.
All right, are you from AOC's district in the Bronx?
No, I've been in Jacksonville for 27 years.
Oh, right.
I'm from Long Island. So,
okay, all right, we'll do that. Well, I mean, look, we can plan trips. We can, as soon as I get paid for my trip to Orlando, maybe we'll use that money and plan a trip up to the Bronx, and we can talk to some people about what's going on in that area. I was in the Bronx a couple of years ago. It looked like, and it was only one street, and it looked like they were doing a lot of cool things. However, this is a woman, again, who voted against, or didn't even vote, but basically lobbied against Amazon.com coming to her state. A state that she supposedly represents, lobbied openly against, what was it, like 10,000 new jobs and a huge Amazon factory or a warehouse, facility with the headquarters coming to, and Jeff Bezos was like, I ain't having it. I'm not putting up with these headaches. I'm bringing you a 10,000 person workforce. Those are taxpayers. Those are people who are going to eat here and live here and sleep here and breathe here and spend money here. And if you don't want it, no problem. There's 49 other places where we can go. 855-765-1045. Again, another quick break. Traffic, weather, news, all that. And we will be right back with more of your phone calls. So whatever you want Wednesday on News 104.5 WOKV.
I've got to get Mark K more time on the air.
Be careful what you wish for, Jacksonville.
You just might get it.
We want us some Mark K.
Where entertaining meets informative.
You make it easier to go to work knowing I get to listen to you for 2 hours a day.
Local stories, local issues.
Just call it like it is. You are standing solid on truth. I love your show, brother.
This is the Mark K Show on News 104.5 WOKV.
Susie from Middleburg. Good morning, Susie. How are you? What do you want to say?
It's Trump Day.
Thank you. I've just been waiting a very long time to share that. Star star 1045, if you want to get through, or 855-765-1045 is our number. This is Fletch from Jacksonville. Fletch, hey, how are you?
Hey, Mark, good morning. I am that Area 51 thing. I think I know how that got started.
Oh, yeah. How did the whole Area 51 mass crowd of people just storming the castle, how did that come about?
I ran across it again on Netflix with that Bob Lazar special. And I accidentally watched that, and then he was on Joe Rogan last month. And then there was this Pentagon guy that left the investigation unit for UFOs. It was called something else.
Yeah.
And he got this show on History Channel that I just couldn't turn off. So I watched that, too. And I think that that's what's got the new interest in Area 51 and all that. But
all right.
I'm not going to be able to get time off work to storm the gates.
No, yeah, I don't think I will either. I don't think we're going to let Hannah go either, but don't tell her that yet. 855-765-1045. Donna from Baldwin. How are you, Donna?
Hey, I'm good. First time caller. I love your show.
Oh, yay. Thanks.
The Area 51 thing, I'm just baffled that they would announce when and where, what time and everything that they're going to be there, because let's give them enough time to prepare. You know what I'm saying?
You think they would do it more like a flash mob where nobody's expecting it?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. But let's just tell them when we're going to be there.
No, it definitely does. It definitely is a problem. And I remember Donald Trump saying that during the election. He's like, why do you announce beforehand what you're going to do? What's the point of that? Although, here's the thing. Area 51, if you want to get a million people together to do something, it's going to leak out. I mean, you can't keep a secret with four people, let alone a million. And the second thing is, it's in like the middle of the desert somewhere. I mean, you're going to see a million people all of a sudden show up in the desert. I feel like alarm bells are going to go off. Jim in Neptune, how are you, Jim?
Fine, great. I was calling about the half-cent sales tax.
Oh, yeah, the half-cent sales tax that isn't going to be a half-cent sales tax, that one.
Well, yeah, whatever. Yeah, I have nothing against, getting money for schools and remodeling other schools and so on and so on. But really, the half-cent sales tax is nothing but a penny disguise tax. That's all it is. The United States Mint from like 1795 to 1865 actually made a half cent coin.
Mm.
But if you buy something for a dollar, the tax is going to be what? $1.75.
Right.
But it isn't going to be $1.75. It's going to be $1.08. So really, the half-cent tax is a bunch of baloney. It's really a penny.
Yeah, Jim, that is well thought out. That's a really well thought out. I hadn't even thought of that. Maybe that's one of the reasons why the city council was like, no thanks. We don't want. Oh, look, I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't think this thing was going to be a big go anyway, because when they first announced it, we talked for like 2-3 hours about it, and everyone was against it. Because these things are not temporary. And there was a big question about, who was going to be looking after the money and what was the money going to be spent on? Because $2 billion given to people for, fixing up. Whenever you take $2 billion and you hand it to a bunch of government officials and say, spend it, they will. And the question is, what are they going to spend it on? Who are they giving it to? And what are we going to get in return? And I think that's what a lot of people are realizing now. There's no oversight for any of this. Doc in Riverside. What's up, Doc?
Hey, man, I wish black Democrats would call out Rashida Tlaib, because when she used that term MF-er, that is directly from slavery. What would happen is they would put a sackcloth bag over the Mandingo's head and make him have sex with his mom.
Okay, all right, hang on. We get the idea. You don't have to get into an explanation.
I got you. But that's where they get the term from, directly from slavery, just like Hillary used the term bring the heel. That's direct.
Oh, hold on. Wait, where'd you go?
Slave runner.
So you think that they should, that was a missed opportunity to accuse her of using a racist terminology as well?
Exactly. And I would bring it back up. We need to bring it back up, because one thing about your show, a lot of people are waking up, because I know liberals listen.
Yeah.
They call in every now and then, but they get to hear the true things like this. That is a racist term directly from slavery that she used when she said MF-er.
All right. I didn't know that either. I learned something. Hey, thanks so much for calling, Doc. We really appreciate it. So next time someone calls me that, I'm going to tell them they're being a racist. That's what a hit dog going to holler. That's the other thing I learned from Doc. 855-765-1045 is our number. This is Patty in Jacksonville. Hey, Patty, how are you?
Hi, I was watching Tucker Carlson last night.
Okay.
And one of our representatives, his name is Matt Getz. He's from the Pensacola area, the first district. Someone called and left a very threatening message, threatening to blow his effing head off, calling him all kinds of expletives. And then at the end, he said, "I'm coming after you." Excuse me. And a court in Northern California, they know who did it. They know the man's name. The court says it's not a prosecutable offense, and they're doing nothing about it.
Yeah.
And I'm just wondering why a Florida representative, why do we even have to go to those New York courts? And what can we do about it? Do you have any idea?
No, I don't. I mean, look, I know I'm not saying I get a lot of threats. Mostly I just get people telling me I'm an idiot. But there are, you know, I do remember one time I got a letter, and it was from a guy, he was a former Marine, and it was 8 pages, and it was single-spaced. It was a lot of words. And they sent it to the station, and the guy who ran the station at the time forwarded it to me. He goes, "Hey, just FYI, I thought you'd want to know when we received this about your show." And the guy started writing, you know, like, "I'm here in my base, and I'm listening to your show, and I got some problems with what you said." And he goes into like an 8-page outline of all the things that were wrong with what I said and how ineffective I was. And I thought, like, it got more and more threatening. But then I was okay, because at the end, he wrote, "Don't try to find me. You never will." And I was like, okay. I wasn't planning on it anyway. But now that you've told me, I definitely won't try to find you. I don't know. I think a lot of these people, I don't know if it's not prosecutable, but it's definitely something that they should investigate. And it may even be that, they pay this guy a visit. Otherwise, you know what? Look, I'm sure you can find somebody to pay the guy a visit if the authorities won't. Country John from Orange Park. How you doing, Country John?
Hey, I'm doing really good, brother.
Oh, good, man. What's up?
I just want to make something right. I work in Orange Park, but I commute every morning from St. Augustine.
Okay.
There's a particular gentleman, I hope you listen to the show, he drives a Prius and he was in the fast lane going slow. Well, I flipped him off and I thought about it later. I finally know this guy's an apology. So I just wanted to say sorry to the man.
You wanted to publicly apologize to the guy in the Prius who you flipped off for driving too slow?
Yes.
All right, Country John, man. If he's listening, Country John is sorry.
I accept your apology.
You don't drive a Prius. You ride a bike.
My feelings were hurt, but now I feel better. Thank you, Country John.
Q from Arlington. How are you, Q?
I'm doing good, Mark. Long time listener here. Very few chances to call. But something I experienced firsthand, because my dad is a business owner here in Jacksonville, is that the payroll taxes are really what's strangling the employees.
Payroll tax, yeah. Well, how do you mean that? What did you discover now working for your father?
Well, what we see a lot of times, and a lot of people might experience this firsthand, is you may get a small raise of 50 to 75 cents, but now you come home with less money because you're now in the bottom of the next tax bracket.
Right.
So instead of the employer being able to give you a substantial $2 to $3, you know, raise when you're at the end of your 90 days because they want to keep you, they can't, because the business itself is shelling out $7,000 just in payroll taxes. That was one store.
No,
my father paid $7,000 in payroll taxes out of one store.
And the same thing happens with income taxes. So, I mean, I remember the first time, like, I got, you know, the first time I started becoming a little successful in radio, and I re-signed a new contract with an increase that was more than, you know, your standard 2-3%. Yes, when Josh is making it rain over here. I remember, and I went and I paid taxes the next year, and I was flabbergasted at how much money I had to pay in taxes just because I had been booted into the low end of the next tax bracket, and I had been, and I probably was at the same place, if not, like you described, worse off than I was before. Hey, thanks so much for calling me. Appreciate it. 855, I didn't give them, I mean, I didn't say I want to take the raise back by any means. No, that's stupid. 855-765-1045. We got to take one more quick break. No, we don't. We have another minute. Let's talk to Clifton from St. John's County. Hi, Clifton. How are you?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
Oh, doing good, Clifton. What did you want to say, sir?
I just wanted to ask, does anybody know why none of the Republican representatives decided to make this House resolution bipartisan by proposing an amendment to it that would not only, so that it would not only condemn President Trump, but also condemn Nancy Pelosi for her hateful talk about the four members of the squad. AOC herself said that it appeared to be racist.
I would like to think that the reason that they didn't do it was because they didn't want to waste any more time. I would like to think that the reason that none of the Republicans in the Congress added to this shenanigans was because they realized it was stupid and they were probably thinking, let's just get this over with so we can get back to governing. I'd like to think that's the reason. Probably the reason, though, is that they're too chicken. And they don't want to stand up to the Democrats, and they don't want to make waves, and they don't want their names to be. They don't want. That's the problem with Republicans. Donald Trump gets a resolution passed against him in the House of Representatives condemning his comments, and he just doesn't care. The other Republicans, it would be the worst day of their lives. They would feel like their career is over, and they would be throwing up apologies left, right, and center. You know, they would be backtracking. They would do anything at all that they could do to keep this from happening. Donald Trump, he doesn't care. He realizes it's stupid. He realizes he's right. And he's probably actually excited for the next resolution. And he's in the White House right now with Kellyanne Conway and Jared Kushner and everybody, Stephen, what's his name, Miller. And they're all saying, okay, who's next? How can we get another resolution passed condemning our tweets? 855-765-1045. Quick break. More of the Mark Kaye Show coming up on News 104.5 WOKV. This is the Mark Kaye Show. My name is Mark Kaye. Thanks so much for joining us today, folks. We appreciate it. Rolling Stones, by the way, the tickets we're giving away Friday morning. We already have people that are planning out their Rolling Stones open mic karaoke contest. I guess applications are their entries. What happens is you download our mobile app. You send us an open mic message with your name, your phone number, and you singing your favorite Rolling Stones song. We got one already.
Way down inside, woman, you need it.
Just like that, only sing a Rolling Stones song and not a Led Zeppelin song, because that's not...
Was that from the Rolling Stones classic album, Houses of the Holy?
This is the Mark Kaye Show. Yeah, make sure you got the right... Just go to Google and Google Rolling Stones, and you will be able to see a myriad of choices that you can perform. Pick your favorite one, send it in an open mic message, phone number, name, and, like, you know, 10, 15 seconds. 10, 15 seconds. That's all we need. We'll give those tickets away on Friday. All right, let's go back to the phones. This is Dr. Bauman. Hi, Doctor. How are you?
I am great, Mark, and I love your show. Honestly, I love it.
What kind of a doctor are you, Dr. Bauman? And thank you very much. I appreciate that.
I work for emergency room.
Oh, you are like an emergency room doctor?
Yes.
Oh, okay. That's great. That's great. I didn't know if you were like a psychiatrist, because if you were, I'd come by and talk to you later. Anyway, what's going on, Dr. Bauman? What do you want to say?
Yeah. I want to say, Mark, I was a full-fledged doctor, and as you can see from my accent, I came from a foreign land.
Mm.
Not only months, years, but years and years, I waited in my own country, and I entered this country legally. And I suffered a lot. I passed the board. Months and years, I eat hot dogs and bread. I had no money, but I succeeded, and I am a very successful person now.
Yeah.
Why this Democrat, they want this illegal to come to this country and to support and to use the taxpayer money for their health care, for their food and everything? I know, Mark, I know for 20 years, I know Democrat, by definition, they need illegal vote to win the election.
Yeah. No, Dr. Bob, you are 100% right. You are absolutely right. There's a lot of immigrants. Rocky, who we spoke with the other day from New York City Meatballs, he's the same way. You come here, you pay money, you wait, you do your time, you take the tests, you do it legally, and then all of a sudden you turn on the news and you see all these other people coming across the border. The Democrats want to make them citizens just by waving a magic wand for no other reason than they need their vote. Dr. Bauman, we are so glad that you're here. Thanks so much for listening to the show, too. This is the Mark Kaye Show. Gotta go. Traffic, news, weather, Rush Limbaugh coming up next on News 104.5 WOKV.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.